And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Watcher, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And, oh man, I've got to start going to bed. I stay up so late these days. And this is the first show we've made in the light.
Yeah, it is true.
Spring forward, get that extra hour in, and it's all a bit weird. I think I prefer Punky in the dark.
It feels wrong in the light, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what does feel wrong in the light.
What's that?
Cosmopolitan horse tits. That's Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, Tony.
Nice.
And hello to Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. And the beautifully titled Cosmopolitan.horse.tits. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
It is. It is Tony Watt, probably be the internet mill. You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath the sanctuary. That's a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Okay. Now, I would normally say... It's MySpace comments time, but we haven't had any again.
Oh.
MySpace.com/ Punky Radio. Please do, if you are still on MySpace, just log in and leave us a message on there, because I just really like getting comments from there. They're always really good. But no matter, though, because I've got all sorts of stuff that's come through via email from two regular listeners.
Okay.
Here we go with Poetry Corner, part one. Please do, if you have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. I like any old poem, any old shit really. I write shit all the time. Might as well have some off you as well, frankly.
Yeah.
This one's come through from Insane Star. Oh, Insane Star. And I quote, I was listening to Punky in the shower when my iPod ran in the shower when my iPod ran out of charge, so I amused myself. She amused herself in the shower by thinking up these crappy haikus. First was called Ode to Punky, uniting of fans, music, jokes and great banter. What more could you want? Nice. Cool. And thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes part two, the second haiku. Punky blaring out, young goth having a shower. Paul's lewd remark is. Kind of guessed that, didn't she? And then he just says, I told you these were crap. Insane Star. They're absolutely brilliant.
I quite like that.
What would my lewd remark be, Tony?
Normally just, oh, Insane Star. And then kind of dirty laugh.
But I'm thinking more, young goth in the shower. Soapy bum fun. So then it's now time for Comedy Suburbs part one.
Ooh.
If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email Comedy Suburbs. And this has come through from Insane Star. A bloke was in a club and completely wasted. He staggered over to the bar and said to a beautiful blonde at the bar, duck my sick. You're so drunk, she replied. Don't you mean suck my dick? The bloke threw up all over her and said, nope. And now it's time for, well, it isn't Comedy Suburbs part two as much as just quite a funny email that we got Astus/Rastus. Yo-yo, thrice yo, and shit. Thanks to the mysterious workings of predictive text while emailing from my phone, I have a suggestion. How about a feature called Pottery Corner? You could play some nice relaxing background music while casting a critical eye over listeners' pottery submissions. I'm fairly certain it's the kind of feature that the punky audience is crying out for, even if they don't know it. Rastus. No.
No.
So now it's time. The Poetry Corner, part two. And this is from Rastus, straight Rastus. Sup, yo, and shit. That's how he starts off. Been sitting around feeling sorry for myself, being off work with a severe case of the man flu. Somewhere in the deepest parts of my delirious, fevered nightmares, I conjured up, well, I'd be reluctant to call it a poem, but it's something. I have the Xbox, the Blu-ray, the Sky HD, surround sound audio and fucking big TV. I have the iPhone, the Wii and PS3, half a dozen PCs, broadband, unlimited pornography. Fuck it, break free. Heed the guru, Paulie B. Screw the mass media and listen to Punky!
Nice!
Had to finish it off when I was semi-lucid. It's the shit ass-kicking bit. Oh well, at least I can now say I've done Comedy Suburbs and Poetry Corner. Rock on, Tommy! He's obviously seen my moustache. Rastus! So there you go. Thank you very much. If you do have any jokes or poems, we have now told you how to send them through. Also, I do like your MySpace comments. Keep saying myspace.com/punkyradio. A band that discovered us on MySpace, or we discovered them, or somebody discovered someone, was Limousine, Tony.
Right, yeah.
And you will remember last weekend, I believe a podcast Ali comment, that someone said, hey, you haven't played Berlin yet.
True.
So I thought, well, we'll sort that out. Now, you will notice that the first track had the word cosmopolitan in the title. Now, this track is another city. Can you see? I think there may be a pattern developing this show. It's weird. We talked about it briefly before, Tony. I know you already know, but the listeners don't. What I want to know is, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
Indeed. Tony yeah. 2.0 and Internet Neil. This is from their latest album, Evil Love, which comes out on the 5th of April. We've been playing exclusive tracks before this thing came out. Oh, I don't think I said what the Revenge of the Psychotropic Man album was, did I? Make Pig Smoke.
Right.
Catchy. So we've had Make Pig Smoke and Evil Love so far. It's another lovely Radio 4 style show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy this. It's lovely. Berlin.
I'm
That was Limousine. I'm going to see them at some point. I like them very much. I like you very much, Tony. I'm going to be seeing you on Monday, aren't I? Easter Monday.
Yes. I thought it was Sunday. Yeah, you're right. I thought Sunday in my head, but yeah, you're right. Monday. Monday it is.
Well, I will see you Sunday stroke Monday when I get to wherever you are very late after my gigs. But more of that later on. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks, Steve. That's a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I am looking forward to seeing Guanabats at the Psychopilly meeting in Spain this June. I'm going again. It's a hat trick. What I want to know is, you got any podcast Andy comments?
I do. Thank you for your votes and comments so far this month. It is the end of the month, more or less, so I hold off your votes now till Thursday, I think. Thursday, the 1st of April. And get your votes in just before the Easter holidays, or if over Easter holiday, if you over the Easter weekend, if you want to vote for us, do that's fine as well, just as long as you vote. I don't care.
Go to
punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, important, please vote for this link, hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I read them out. And thank you all for your votes so far in March. Did really well. I can't remember where we ended up, but I think we were in the top, definitely in the top 40, so that's good. Great podcast for new music from Anna Armour.
Hey, did you think I was going to say something then?
I always leave little pauses.
Yeah, just in case I butt in.
Just in case.
And I didn't, and then because I hadn't, I butted in. Quite childish, really. I'm sorry.
That's Anna Armour. I've not heard her before, so hopefully that's maybe a new listener or a new voter, so thanks for that. More old school punk, please, from Woody B3. Well, we'll try.
Go, Woody B3, and you're about to hear some. Next song, mate. You lucky person. Again, this show's witchcraft.
Oh, we deliver.
Punk rock alchemy.
Punky Rocks. For once, I'm voting at the start of the month. Keep up the great work, guys. Scott Jakubik. Cheers.
Well done, Scott. And maybe you could get into that pattern of voting at the start of the month. Much more useful than the fucking end, you bitch, man.
Vote. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Dr. Spoon.
We've been to Button Moon. We followed Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Woody B3.
And finally, it's gonna be all good. Hello, love the show. When is the next Dolly remixture? It sounds like a really good reason to get bladdered and have a good time. But as I go out on a Friday and Saturday nights and get drunk both nights, by Sunday I'm a bit light in the pocket. But for you, Paul, I'll try my best. So give it your all and drink the sleeping juice ever made. By Drummer M.
Well, Drummer M, it was last night and you weren't there, you fuck pig.
There you go.
More of that later in the show. So, shall we do some old school punk rock then, Tony?
I think that'd be a good idea.
How about old school punk rock in a modern punky styly? How about something from the Vibrators, but off their new album?
Ooh.
Album. Nightmare Town.
Town. have a good time around here. Don't it all just get to you? Don't you wish you were like me, just passing through? Cause every day's burning the same neural pathway into your brain. Darkness falls on your faceless town. It's painted smile as in clown. Plenty of buildings but nothing to do. It's just our radiation is killing you. Darkness falls on your faceless town. Darkness falls on your faceless town. Darkness falls on your faceless town. It's painted smile and it's hidden crown. Plenty of buildings but nothing to do. It's just like radiation is killing you. Darkness falls on your faceless town. Darkness falls on your faceless town.
That's the Vibrators, Tony, from their latest album, Under the Radar, which is good old-fashioned, like they've never changed, proper punk rock with extra good bits in. That is Nightmare Town. That is, I'm trying to think, we played a few tracks of it. I think we played We're the Dead, we played Under the Radar and Fried on Booze, and now that, so we'll probably leave that for a bit now. Mate, you buy it.
Yeah, true.
If you like old-school punk rock, mate, that is it. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony. What's the Vibrators MySpace page?
MySpace.com/VibratorsPunk?
No. MySpace.com/TheVibrators. It's Punky P and Internet 1, Tony 2. And now, my favourite question of each week, Tony. Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations. Still need more, I'm afraid. It's never ending, my thirst for twat. Well, until the day I die, probably, then I might stop wanting it. But until then,
you'll want it in death, as you did in life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent.
You just want dead twat.
But best way to do it is email me. Tony@punkyradio.com whilst I'm still alive. When I'm dead, it's probably a seance or something like that. But while
that out, would be great. Punky from beyond the grave.
Heaven. Heaven and hell.
No, you reckon? They'll need two cups and a very long bit of string. One cup in heaven for you. And one cup all the way down the other end of the bit of string in hell for me. I'll just be there going, they keep playing Erasure.
And the same in heaven, probably. We love Erasure.
Well, I don't. No, fucking hate them. Hence my point. Are you saying that your heaven is my hell?
Oh, I don't know. Possibly.
Once again, you've not thought it through, Tony.
Not thought it through at all.
I don't think you would consider heaven to be non-stop Erasure. You butty man. I'm sorry for calling you a butty man.
Okay. Email me with your twat nominations. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. And that's what John did. And I think this is John from the Bleach Boys.
How exciting.
Yeah. Who says, this is a twat nomination for all of the prats who insist on bringing coffee onto trains and leaving them unattended on tables. As a regular commuter, I could go on forever about the number of times cups left on tables have fallen over with their contents just missing me as the train rattles along. But here is a real life story of one that led to an incident. A year or so ago, I was minding my own business sitting on a Thames Link train, listening to some internet radio station or another that claimed to unite fans and bands across the lands. The train was reasonably crowded and was just lumbering through the tunnel that runs between Farringdon and City Thames Link. Just across and diagonal from me sat a great oaf of a man who combined the sartorial elegance of Shrek with the boys' good looks of Wayne Rooney. Yep, not a lot going for him. Anyway, as the already crawling train slowed as it ran into City Thames Link station, Shrek Boy stood up and picked up his briefcase, which was on the floor next to him. In doing so, and displaying the degree of coordination normally associated with Red Dwarf's Dwayne Dibley, he overpicked up the case, swinging it around such that it hit a cup of coffee which had been left on the table opposite. The lid came off and the coffee spilled all over the suit of a guy sitting reading. As quick as anything, the now drenched suit wearer stood up and proceeded to call Shrek a few names which even Paul would like to have to look up. A baffled Shrek looked around and said in a booming voice, "What are you on about?" "You covered me with coffee, you wanker," was the reply. "It wasn't mine," said Shrek, as if that made any difference. At that point, Coffee Man exploded and lunged at Shrek, managing to land a pretty good punch to his chest. "You assaulted me," boomed Shrek. That is an offence." Whatever semblance of control Coffee Man had now disappeared, and he launched himself at Shrek, only to find himself held back by other travellers. "You assaulted me," said Shrek again. "I want to call the police." At this point, I and a number of other travellers realised that if he did, the old Bill were to be called, we would be delayed, and I for one would be late for work. "Come on, mate," I said. "You covered him in coffee. That must be an offence of some kind. Just drop it and let's get on." "He assaulted me," he boomed again, and bang on cue, Coffee Man lunged at him again, but could not reach. At this point, almost everyone near enough to have an effect stood up and began to push Shrek towards the now open door. The still incandescent Coffee Man could still not reach him, and as he stepped off the train, someone hit the door close button and Shrek stood glaring at the window. Luckily, there was no station staff nearby and the driver was about 6 coaches away, which meant Shrek could not get to him before the train moved off to Blackfriars. So the prats who bring coffee onto trains and don't look after it are twats, well, in my eyes at least. And yes, I really was listening to Punky, which, as we all know, is the best thing to commute to in the world. Great beds this week, Tony. John. Oh. Thanks, John.
I love that. That is just classic British commuter logic, isn't it? There's been an offence on a train, but it's not going to make me fucking late. Don't get the police involved. Just push one of the cunts off. That's great. And the thing is, I'm surprised John didn't get involved, because if there's one podcast that could make you a bit aggressive on the train in the morning, and he's quite a big bloke, John, as well. I wouldn't want to cross him, especially not if he got his bass guitar with him. That would be hell on earth in a train situation. But yes, absolutely justified. If you're going to have a coffee on the train, finish it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know whether you've heard that, but there are lots of people in Africa who can't get coffee.
Oh, yes.
So if you waste your coffee, all you're doing is adding to the EU coffee lake. See, I'm all new world, new age now, man. I'm not about scarcity, I'm about abundance.
Oh, yeah.
I see a happy future where I say goodbye to the plane and hello to the maglev train. Oh, yeah! So, yeah, nice one.
Yeah, you ready for this?
I think this is fine, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, the prats who bring coffee onto trains and don't look after it, all around the world, I assume,
is a twat.
Cheers, John. That was good.
Barbecue chickens. Somebody get me a doctor.
Somebody get me a doctor! Be a guy of the arrogance of my ass. Somebody give me a doctor. I be a guy of the heat but the sun. Somebody give me a doctor. I have a statue on the answer. And I'm the answer that I'm anyway. I'm body, anybody, any other. Somebody give me a doctor. In the soccer game, I must have my neck. Somebody give me a doctor. Just a personal game that I'm so hard. Somebody give me a doctor. I have a study riding at the and I have the answer that I'm in the I'm doing my fucking best I'm in the Somebody give me a doctor. Somebody give me a doctor.
All the way from Japan Files, Tony, my favourite Japanese music website, japanfiles.com. Really good way to get excellent Japanese music really, really easily. Lots of alternative music on there, punk, ska, psychobilly, all sorts, and the usual Japanese madness as well. That is a band called Barbecue Chickens, and that is a track called Somebody Get Me a Doctor, which is not from their latest album. Their latest album appears to be mostly cover versions and is very interesting. And they're one of these bands a little bit like TVI and also Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, who specialise in very short songs. So they're good short, sharp, shock sort of numbers as well. And an excellent addition to my Japan Files collection.
Excellent.
What I want to know is, what is Barbecue Chicken's MySpace page?
myspace.com/barbecuechickens?
No, myspace.com/BBQ fucking without the G chickens. myspace.com/BBQ fucking chickens.
Okay.
That makes it Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. This is interesting this week. I might actually win for the first time in fucking ages.
Oh.
Right, now then, I don't imagine over the last week you've had any chance at all to have a look into what our friends at GoDaddy have been doing, have you?
Not a chance, no.
Well, in that case then, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I am still failing to update the beds, but I've made a decision, and I might actually use the Revenge of the Psychotronic Man track, I Know a Cracking Owl Sanctuary, for this. Because I think that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I will tell you all about GoDaddy. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, and SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY8 code, that's...
PUNKY8!
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 Nika. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
And there is now a PUNKY9 code, that's...
PUNKY9.
This gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code. PUNKY25, that's...
PUNKY25.
Gives 25% off orders over £65. Buggeration. PUNKY20H, finally, that's...
PUNKY20H.
Gives 20% off hosting plans. And PUNKY SSL, that's...
PUNKY-SL.
Which will give you a standard SSL certificate for just £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Yeah, I see.
It's fairly straightforward for you?
I think so, yeah, got it.
Nurse, nurse! Nephew husband Tony and nurse nurse. Now we have played this track before, but not this version. We played the Morphine 100 mil edit of Nurse Nurse when I first got sent this single by said nephew husband, who are from Nottingham.
Oh.
And I really liked it, but I thought I'd play this one as well. It's about 2 years old, this single. Well, it's sort of 2008 it came out anyway, and I just really like it. And it sounds this version, which was the actual single of the three-track EP that came out, as opposed to the one we played before, really does sound like early Adam and the Ants. Very, very similar sound to Xerox Machine. And I would like to see them live. Do you know what? I'd like to see them on a bill with Limousine.
Oh, okay.
That, I think, would be a terrific gig. What I want to know is, what is Nephew Husband's MySpace page?
myspace.com/nephewhusband.
How are you spelling Nephew Husband?
I've got it in front of me, so it's a bit of a cheat. NEPHUHUZZBAND.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 2. I'd like more Nephew Husband material, but we've never been sent any. So Nephew Husband, if you are listening, And if you've got some other stuff you'd like to send us, please do send it to the address on our profile. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I was wondering whether you'd maybe been sent anything that in some way could perhaps give people ideas about a guide to gigs in an international capacity over the coming week.
I do. I have some.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Oh!
Got a couple, actually, this week.
Brilliant.
Firstly, a short one from John again from the Beach Boys.
Oh, brilliant.
Who says, hi, Tony. Great beds every week.
Thank you.
Hold on a minute.
Uh-huh.
So let's just get this right. We've had two things from Rastus, two things from Insane Star, and now we're getting two things from John the Beach Boy.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah. Some kind of double special.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Hi, Tony. Great beds every week. I'm loving it. For the gig guide, international variety, the Beach Boys are making some noise at the Hat Factory in Luton with Vice Squad on Saturday, April the 3rd. John, one of the Beach Boys.
That's this Saturday. The Hat Factory is a fantastic venue. And if I'd thought about it, I could have played a Vice Squad track, although they are supposed to be, they're supposed to have just done a new album, Vice Squad, and they're supposed to be sending me it, and they haven't done. So I will send them a MySpace message and say, oi, Vice Squad, where's that album? Fucking get on with it. At the Hat Factory in Luton, of course. Beach Boys, absolutely brilliant. If you haven't added them on MySpace already, do add the Beach Boys. We had instructions. They're well over 1,000 now. We helped them reach their target. Which is good. Is what?
I don't know. I can't say the Hat Factory. Is that where the Coven usually is? Or is that, am I thinking of Peter?
It is exactly there.
Ah, okay.
What a multi-purpose venue it is.
What? Excellent.
I'm afraid I won't be able to make the gig. I'll be in Bedford at the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition, which I will be telling you about shortly. But that will be very good if you're in the Luton area and you're into punk rock. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yep.
So, you haven't got something else, have you?
I do.
Wow.
And this is from Erica about the band The Broadcast. The Broadcast are kicking off a UK headline tour tonight. They're fantastic live, and I'll be at the Newcastle gig, proud sister of one band member. And I was wondering, would you be a doll and get them in your gig guide tonight and play a track? Here's their MySpace, or myspace.com/TheBroadcast5, and that's the number 5. And they're on tour. They're kicking off tonight in Nottingham, but there's no point in reading that one out because it would have already finished. So tomorrow, 30th of March, Fibbers in York. 2nd of April, is that Friday? I think it's Friday or Saturday. O2 Academy.
It's Friday. It's Good Friday.
Right. O2 Academy. 2 in Newcastle. 3rd, The Mask in Liverpool. 4th, Moho in Manchester. 5th of April, ABC 2, the O2 ABC in Glasgow. 7th of April, O2 Academy in Birmingham. And finally, on the 9th of April, O2 Academy in Islington. That's from Erica. So,
well,
there you go, The Broadcast.
And she's also done, which I haven't uploaded the photos yet, but she also sent us a photo of some punky ducks that she made. And I will get around to those because they are absolutely brilliant. And thank you very much, Erica, for sending those. Now, Tony, that thus concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
And interestingly, we have a track from the broadcast for you right now. It's a track called Take the Lead. It's one of the first alleged radio quality things they have managed to record. And I did mean to say the other week that one of the guitar players, I think, or certainly Erica's brother, is selling a load of guitars, and I had the information. I completely forgot to mention it. But if you want to send a MySpace message to the band asking them what guitars he's got on sale, he will probably tell you. Now, the problem here, Tony, is that I was about to ask you what the MySpace page is for the broadcast. But it seemed once again you have it in front of you.
Yeah.
So I'm automatically removing a point from you to level things up, because you had Nephew Husband in front of you, and this one's been read out for you by Erica, so I think it's only fair, don't you?
Okay, that's fair enough.
I think so. I'll have that point. So the broadcast MySpace page is myspace.com/thebroadcast5, the numeric 5, which makes it Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet 3. This is Take the Lead.
We'll be right back.
That was the broadcast, Tony, and take the lead. You listen to the Chop Chops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. So, have you been up to anything recently?
I was out Saturday night for Steve, the bassist from the band. It's his birthday, so we all went out down Mansfield. Just seemed to get stupidly drunk on Guinness and Jack Daniels, which put me in bed for most of Sunday. Woke up at 5 p.m.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was 4 p.m. really, wasn't it?
That's true. That's fine then. Oh, it's horrible. Don't know why I did the Guinness thing. Don't know. Very strange. But yeah, that's about it.
Where'd you go in Mansfield?
We went to the mill. Caught up with the with Pam. They're off to Nashville again to recording. Yeah. And then I don't know, a new place kind of on the corner called the Spirit or something. It wasn't very good. And then ended up in Wetherspoons, nice and cheap, and just stayed in there, I think, the rest of the night.
So fucking tight, you lot.
It wasn't my choice to go in there.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't mind though.
No, not at all.
It was like on his birthday. Let's go to Wetherspoons.
Yeah. Still, Mansfield.
At least you went out.
Yeah, for once. Very nice.
Yeah. Alright, cool. So, anything else?
Not really, no. We're hopefully tomorrow night's our first night in the flat. We've got the bed sorted out now, and we're currently still arguing with estate agents. Evil scumbags. But we're nearly there, so tomorrow we should be in sleeping there. So.
And I should think you'll do an excellent job on the bed this week, Tony.
Hopefully. I'll be giving it some proper sleeping on. Oh yeah.
Oh, my week was mental. I mean, just the gigs. I did a gig in Exeter on Friday at St George's Hall, and I drove all the way there, and I did the gig, and it was really good fun. And then I drove all the way back again because I was giving a lift home to one Tom Rosenthal, son of Jim Rosenthal, the boxing chappie from the telly.
Yeah.
And Tom had said to me, he said, "Oh, I don't suppose you could give me a lift back to me dad's, could you? He lives in Marlow." And I went, "Yeah, that's on the way home, no problem." He doesn't live in fucking Marlow. He lives in a village that's in the middle of fucking nowhere fucking near Marlow. But you go down the bloody rapist lanes to get to, through very scary looking woods that you think sort of, oh, I don't know, nymphs and centaurs are going to be jumping about in, various ogres. And then you finally get to Jim Rosenthal's house, which, as I put on my Facebook status, is so far into the woods and so difficult to find, it might as well be made out of fucking sweets. So I dropped him off there, got in about 3:30 in the morning, spent most of Saturday thinking, oh my God, this is awful, I'm having a terrible time. Then I went to Evesham to do a gig in a nightclub for a bloke called Clyde West. Now, Clyde West has got a bit of a rep of maybe not being the most organised promoter, but imagine my surprise when I got there and they had no microphone stand. It's a full nightclub, it's got a radio mic and that's it. And I've got no... I said to him, and Clyde's going, "Well, you'll have to improvise." I said, "What do you expect me to do? I've only got two hands, I can't play guitar and hold a microphone." He said, "Well, I'll hold it for you." I went, "Don't be fucking ridiculous. You put me for a half hour set. If you hold a microphone 90 degrees to your body for half an hour, that's the equivalent of being semi-crucified. You won't be able to do it." I said, "Look, I'll come up with something." And I did. Despite not being very good at physics or metalwork, I procured a metal coat hanger, which I wrapped around my neck, and with the loopy coat hanger bit, put the radio mic through that and suspended it from me. One man band style. All I needed was cymbals inside my knees, a drum on my fucking back, and a little hat in front of me with some loose change in it. And I did the gig, and I did it well, and I'm happy. And I'm thinking of patenting the hands-free coat hanger kit. Useful for any guitar act related crisis. My only concern was that now I've done that, it set a precedent for Clyde, who now, the next time a music act shows up and there isn't a mic stand there, he'll go, "Well, Paul B. Edwards just used a coat hanger."
That is true.
It's awkward. It's awkward. Anyway, got back from there and I went, so on the way back, I phoned up my mate Steve, who runs the pub in Luton, because, do you know what? I wanted a drink, Tony. I'd had a tough couple of days, I found a drink. I said, Steve, is the pub still open? He said, of course it is. We put the clocks forward. It's nearly time to open it up again. Got around there. He's like, whatever time the pub was supposed to shut, it hadn't. All manner of randoms. Loads of barmaids and young ladies and all that. And me with, oh yes, I'm sorry, yet another comic in tow. This time one Terry Saunders, who was the other comic on with me at the gig. But Clyde had decided that he wanted to stay there and get pissed. He lives in South London. The gig was in Evesham, but he said, listen, I want to stay and get pissed. Will you take Terry, eh? I went, oh, God, yeah, right. So I wasn't going to take Terry to South London. So I said, do you fancy a drink? Fancy going to pub? Fancy drinking all night? He went, yeah. So we drank until 7 in the morning when Terry got a taxi to the station to go home to London. He was going to go home to his missus. Morning, I'm just back. Thought I'd get back and say, you're leathered. Yes, I am. Quite remarkable. They insisted on playing giant Jenga in the pub. Now, I hate Jenga. I think it's crap.
Yeah.
So I got a bit pissed off when it was my go, so I just walked up to it and kicked it over. quite mightily as well. It was a mighty Jenga kicking, which I was really quite pleased with. I lost by default. I bought shots. Everyone was happy. Then on Sunday, I got up at 3:45 in the afternoon with a cat on my face.
Nice.
Yeah. And then had to get back to very quickly get ready to go to Dolly Remixture, which, by the way, was fabulous. Highlight of the night for me was the absolutely brilliant act called Daniel Mortal, who's some sort of kung fu dancing act with his Fist of Purpose. Everybody loved it. It was a great turnout. The 80s covers band of Our Friends Electric were absolutely fantastic. It was the fullest it's been since before Christmas. Everybody happy. The girls were beautiful. We had no DJ Roch or Nat the Evil Lesbian.
All right. Why?
Various reasons.
Oh, okay.
But she was deputised by the lovely Duchess Divine, who is straight and has got much nicer tits. So it actually made it far more difficult for me to do the usual flirting, because I flirt with the assistant and it's easy to flirt with Nat because she's a lesbian, so I'm non-threatening, what with me being a bloke.
Yeah, true.
But when there's a straight girl on stage, I actually found it quite hard. Insane Star, I found it quite hard. I did find it quite hard to flirt. I wasn't as good as I am normally up there. I don't mean I'm brilliant, but I mean I was less good than usual. But everyone else was brilliant. It was a great show, and well done to everyone. And that's all I want to say about that.
Okay, cool.
So I'm now going to play you song 7, a brand new album. Thank you very much for sending us this, People's Republic of Mercia, Girl on the Train.
We'll be right back.
So that was the People's Republic of Mercia, Tony, from their new waste. It's not a mini album, 6-track EP album, called Born Near the BSA, right? And that song is called Girl on the Train. And you may have noticed various patterns and shapes developing in this show. Before I play the last song, I will explain what's accidentally happened once again in this freakiness that we call Punky Radio. Do check them out. It's a little bit different, this album, to previous ones. And that is quite a stripped down, almost old-fashioned post-punk number, as opposed to the more conventional rhythm and blues that they've become so well known for. What do I know is, Tony, what is People's Republic of Mercia's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ prom music?
No, MySpace.com/ The People's Republic of Mercia. Okay. Which, face it, probably be the Internet 4, Tony 3. Can I do it? Can I win for once? You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bez this week, Tony. I want to tell you about some gigs that I'm doing this weekend. Easter Saturday is in Bedford at the Pad. In a change to the usual show that we do there, we're hosting semi-final one of the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition, which is my idea, which I'm very proud of. Why I'm taking this on, I don't know. 10 emerging acts on the comedy circuit, and some very, very good ones, including one, Jay Foreman, who was on at Dolly Mixture on Sunday, who's absolutely excellent. It will be a very good stand-up show. There's 10 acts. There's going to be 4 or 5 judges there. 2 of the judges are going to be picked from the crowd. It's at the Pad on Lurk Street in Bedford. Doors open at 7:30. It's £8 to get in, £6 to members. Advance tickets are available from Planet Clothing. If you know Bedford, you'll know where that is. There is a Facebook event for it, which obviously I don't have the details for, but if you type in Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year into Facebook, you'll find it. That's on Saturday. I am looking forward to that. Then on Sunday, I'm doing 2 gigs for a lovely bloke in Manchester called Rob Riley. One in Didsbury, one in Heaton. I'm afraid one that Didsbury and Heaton more. I'm afraid I don't have the details of the gigs again, but I think there's MySpace pages and Facebook pages for both gigs. So if you type in Didsbury Comedy and Heaton Moor Comedy, you might find them. But I am doing 2 gigs the same night on Easter Sunday. How mad is that? It should be time and a half.
Yeah.
Then, when that gig's finished, I'm going to drive to Sherwood Forest to stay with my old mate Tony, because on Easter Monday, we're going to be making a Punky Radio Easter special in the afternoon. And then what are we doing?
No idea. Drinking, probably.
Well, haven't you got a gig?
Oh, shit. Yes, I have.
That's why I'm going, you spaz.
You know more than I do about my life.
That's not that difficult. That's right. I thought you could maybe fill us in on what's happening at the mill on Easter Monday, but clearly you've got no fucking idea.
I've got no fucking clue. We are definitely playing a gig, though.
You don't know any more than that. You don't know who's on.
No, I've got no idea. They're doing some kind of Easter bank holiday thing on Sunday and Monday with bands both days.
But it'll be an all-dayer, won't it?
We're on it definitely on in the evening at the normal time, about 7 or 8 o'clock-ish. So it might just be 2 evenings of music.
Okay.
I'm so very unprepared. I forgot completely about it.
Yeah, you didn't even make one of your own gigs into the gig guide.
No.
I had to remind you why I'm coming to see you on Monday.
That's a bit embarrassing.
Quite terrific. Quite terrific. Anyway, basically, we'll be at the Town Mill on Monday evening. So if you're in the Mansfield area, and it's the first time I'll have been out in Mansfield for a couple of years. So I am looking forward to it very much. What would be a real challenge for Right Hand Pink, Tony, would be if they were to learn Should I Stay or Should I Go by then, and I'll get on with you.
Yeah, don't think that's going to happen.
Never happened in a million years.
No.
But it would be nice. All right, so anyway, hopefully we'll see you there on Monday, if not one of the other two. The last song this evening is it's very different to what we would normally play, in that it would be fitting for Liam on the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. But it's an acoustic act called Carly Smallman, who is in the second heat of the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year, which I'll tell you about next week, because that's on at Steve's Pub, and basically she's a musical act and she does some very, very, very funny songs. And I heard one at a gig the other week and went, have you got that on MP3 or have you got a CD of it? She said, I've only got that on MP3. I went, we'll make an exception, email it through, because it's just a really, really funny song. And I'm telling you what it's called now, but then we'll have another little chat before we go. It's called Brother Lover. Now, if you look down the listing on this week's show, we started off with a song that had Cosmopolitan in the title, followed by Berlin, which is a big city, followed by a track called Nightmare Town. So we had three things in a row to do with built-up areas. Then we had Somebody Get Me a Doctor, followed by Nurse, Nurse. That was pure accident. It's all been accident as it goes. Then we had the broadcast Take the Lead, bit of a love song, followed up by Girl on the Train, and now finally, Brother Lover. So we've ended up with three songs about chicks and blokes and that. It's weird how it works out, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was not intentionally, it's just weird how it works out. Anyway, the song is by an act called Carly Smallman. What I want to know is, what is Carly Smallman's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Carly Smallman.
No, I think this is a classic case of a girl who tried a MySpace profile and then fucked it up, so I had to do another one. Because it's MySpace.com/ThisIsCarlySmallman. For the first time, possibly this year, I've won. Paulie B in Internet 5, Tony 3. You brother lover.
You are my everything. You make my heart sing. Skin of olive and hair of gold. Eyes that pierce into my soul. My darling baby boy, I'm in love with you. Though you're kind of shy and your charms are few, you always leave our bedroom in a bit of a mess. You leave the toilet seat up, you're hopeless. It's just a shame that you're my brother. And I'm in love with ya. I want you inside my knickers. I don't care if our kids are born with flippers. A family so similar in every way. We share 100% DNA. And when I finally become your bride, the church will be full up on just one side. Our blood type is just the same. I can even keep my own last name. But it's a shame that you're my brother. And I'm in love with ya. No commitment issues. I have no fears. We've already lived together for things that no one else knows. You look so hot in my old hand-me-down clothes. We shared baths when we were young. Let's share one more just for fun. And if we feel like some extra loving, we could hook up with some of our cousins. Get into the top bunk with me. Things are best kept in the family. That's just as well, cause you're my brother. And I'm in love with ya. I fancy you, cause you remind me of Dad.
So basically, Tony, that's a song about a girl who wants to fuck her brother.
No, that's a beautiful thing.
If you'd like to fuck your brother, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com? Type your email, brofo, which is which is the phrase that I came up for. I said, you're right, brother fucker. You're a brofo. Yo, brofo. Should we make it a very late word of the week? If you know someone who wants to fuck their brother, go up to them and just say, yo, brofo. Let them work it out for themselves. They'll get there in time, rather like they will with their sibling nonsense. Nice. There's obviously plenty of things that we haven't mentioned on this week's show, not least that there are three internet radio stations that we are proud to appear on. They are
Hussy Skunk on hussyskunk.com, Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org, and Roach Radio, which is, well, was myspace.com/roachradio. I think it's now on Facebook, but I'm sure the MySpace one's still right.
Yeah, if you go to the MySpace one first, you will be redirected to the Facebook one anyway, I think. And also, the most important thing of all we can possibly ask you to do is please do review us at iTunes. How do you do that, Tony?
Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. You'll open up iTunes with our music store page on there. Log in. Review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. You can also subscribe from there. Just the best way to listen to us. But you clearly are listening to us anyway, so that's good.
Yes, thank you so much. I hope to see some of you at the Bedford New Comedian Review on Saturday, maybe one or two of you in either Didsbury or Heaton Moor, and possibly some of you at the Mill on Easter Monday with my, watching me lovely Tony and his band that he didn't know about, and unfortunately I reminded him of. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.